Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and enjoy the features. You get to create the content on the site if you would like, or you can just surf through it. But if you find something on the internet you think is interesting, you just add a link to our site by using the Submit Show Prep button. And then it pops up on the site in the upcoming stories queue where other listeners have the chance to vote on whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most liked makes it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive as we continue to talk to you about what's on your mind. The police are on the plate for discussing here tonight on Free Talk Live, but it can, of course, you can always bring up anything you want. And Fox 13 in Tampa and Reason.com are reporting on a 62-year-old Ohio man who was detained for being publicly intoxicated by Lee County sheriffs. And while detaining him, they decided to, instead of take him to the hospital, they decided to strip him naked, tie him to a chair, cover his face, and pepper spray him until he died. District 21 medical examiner ruled his death was a homicide because he'd been restrained and sprayed with pepper spray by law enforcement officers. To this day, however, no one has ever been charged with a crime. And guess what? The Lee County State's Attorney cleared the sheriff's office of any wrongdoing. So we had someone in the last hour call in and say, well, Utah, everybody's just cool over here. The cops are great. Everything's fine here in Utah. There's not very much corruption here at all. Well, now, if that's a true statement, and I'll just have to take their word for it because I've never been there. If that's a true statement, then it's not true for the rest of the world where the police get away with murder on a regular basis. And in fact, they know they can. In the same way that some people in the military that are sadistic know that they can get away with hurting people over there, and that they can get away with murder there. And what do you know? The police recruit a lot from the military. When people get out of the military, they go into police work. I mean, why not? It's a lot like the military. They're given orders to follow. They're not able to question their orders, or they believe they're not, or they feel like their jobs will be in jeopardy if they question their orders. 1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're going to continue and take your calls. Doug is listening in South Carolina. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is the first one I've ever made to you.
Welcome, sir.
I enjoy your show, and I am a registered professional engineer and have been for many years and worked all over the Southeast. And I wanted to get back to the home invasion of the police and the gas. And your assumptions that you were making in the discussions are exactly right. And the trucker that called in is exactly right. There is a valve outside where the meter is for two reasons. One for safety. One so that the house can be constructed or the structure can be constructed with just piping outside and then later hook up the meter. And secondly is economic. They can control from outside and turn your gas off if you're late for your bill.
Right.
So, without a doubt, there is no purpose for them to have invaded these homes.
It seems to me that the only reason can be because we're the cops, and this seems like a good excuse to go in and look for some marijuana grow operations.
Yeah, and also with weapons. I'm a Second Amendment guy, and I'm not a fanatic, but I like to shoot. I like
good point.
Hunt.
Good point.
I've got weapons around, and I don't trust that they would not pick them up and steal them.
Absolutely right. In fact, I know a gentleman who was arrested down in Massachusetts. He had some pot on him, and there was also a gun in the car. They ended up confiscating his gun. They dropped he pled guilty to some smaller charge, and they took his gun from him. He never got his gun back. So there are a lot of places where the cops they're using the laws that they have to essentially get themselves a pretty sweet firearms collection. And so I'm glad you brought that up. That's true. in a lot of places. I guess, you know, I'm spoiled here in New Hampshire. It's not illegal to have guns in your home here, so I guess that wouldn't be my concern around here. But then again, you're right. Maybe a cop will just steal something because he's there and it's there and, you know, he knows he can get away with it.
Yeah, it's not illegal. They're legally registered, and I'm, you know, a concealed gun carrier and all, but there's I live by myself. So if I had children at home, I would have them in a safe. But, you know, I just do not trust the police to come in and not be tempted to take something, especially a pistol or a small something they could put in their pocket.
Doug, thanks for the call and the expertise. I appreciate it. It makes total sense. The cops, by the way, we started the show out with a story about the police in a town in Rhode Island going house to house with a locksmith, going into people's homes, allegedly to shut off gas valves because of some sort of a gas situation that was happening down there. And it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, like he was saying, the reason they have the gas valves on the outside of the home is so they can just come by and shut it off at a moment's notice.
Right.
Can you imagine having to go inside someone's home who's not paying the bill and then shut off a gas valve from inside someone's home? It would be impossible to get into people's homes for that, especially the, you know, the reticent ones that aren't interested in, you know, helping you shut their gas service off. So 1-855-450-FREE. Again, what was the real reason the police were invading people's homes? Let's talk to Dan in Delaware, listening to WGMD in Rehoboth Beach. Hey, Dan.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I catch you guys on the weekend on my drives here and there quite a bit, and I've been listening to you for a while, and I will continue listening to you for a while, but here's, you guys got me perplexed. Like, we can get on subjects like this. You're like your freedom movement. You know, you want to be free to do your own things, right?
Well, yeah, as long as I don't hurt anybody else.
Yeah, but how do you guys like define that stuff?
Well, like, what do you mean?
You know, I mean, like you say, you're sitting at home doing whatever you want to do, whether it be, you know, smoking or snorting or whatever. But if then you get upset when public people are arrested in public for being drunk. So,
what's the problem? If somebody wants to be drunk in public, who cares? As long as he's not, you know, peeing on somebody's building or, you know, harassing someone else. If somebody's just staggering down the street because they're drunk and they need to walk home from the bar instead of drive home, they should be able to go home.
Yeah, and hey, you know, but where do you guys set your standards? I mean, being
the standards, simple. It's a good question. So I set my standard. Let me answer the question, and then Julia will get a chance to jump in here. I set my standard on, you know, personal responsibility and when somebody else is violated. So if you're violating another person's rights, you no longer are, you know, entitled to all of your freedoms anymore. So as soon as you harm another human being or destroy property, then you need to make, you know, compensation to the victim. Julia, what do you think?
Well, I would say all of that. To answer his question a little bit more, or just to touch on what you were saying about a drunk person staggering down the street, like, if a drunk person is harassing somebody, or if a drunk person is destroying somebody's property, those are actual crimes. Like, we have laws, which I don't, that's a whole other can of worms that I actually don't really want to open. But, you know, there are already laws against things like destroying property and hurting people.
Right.
Like, the fact that you're drunk doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what's wrong with it is the harm, not the fact that you're drunk.
So what do you think about
that?
So
if you're drunk and you're just drunk, I don't care.
Dan, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not so much the drunk or the high issue. It's just, I guess, I could listen to you guys for quite a bit of time here. And, again, you know, when we talk about just establishing, you know, the right and wrong. Okay. I'm kind of, maybe like with, because it being Christmas night, I'm thinking about it, you know, absolute to God. But the thing I don't get within the freedom movement itself, like, I agree with a lot of stuff. No doubt.
Okay.
But I just don't understand how you guys, like, what, you know, what you say, you know, it's that relative thing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
well, I don't think it's relative. I think, I tell you what, I want to bring you back here. If you can stick with us, Dan, hang on. We're going to come back and continue this because he wants to understand, and I want him to understand as well, because I don't feel like it's complicated. You know, it's not subjective either, really. It's whether someone was harmed or not. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Eve edition of the program, and we are here, as we always are, 7 nights a week to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Inviting you over to our website. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you. If you would like, you can get signed up for news updates. Get them via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news. www.freetalklive.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. They have delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. Also some great breakfasts. They're prepackaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. This is serious foods that you can store away. It's good stuff. I've had it, and I'm looking forward to trying some more. In fact, you can try it by calling them at 855-FOODWISE and get a free entree sample. You can visit them at wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. You know, if they're going to send out a free sample to you, you know that they stand behind and they're proud of their product because they're willing to eat whatever costs it takes to ship that sample out to you, you know, to get that out so you know exactly what the quality of this product is. You can find out by calling them at 855-FOODWISE. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Whatever your reason for getting food, there's a good one. I mean, it's whether it's, you know, dealing with natural disasters, which you never know when those are going to strike. Things could go a little crazy with the economy. People might make a run on the, you know, the grocery stores. Unemployment could affect you. If you've got food stored away, it just helps. It's kind of a nice buffer. It kind of helps with that. So go over to wisefoodstorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE and use code FTL when you decide to order, and you'll get 10% off as well as free shipping, which is a big deal. I mean, when you're talking about food, that's a lot of weight to ship around. So use code FTL for free shipping and 10% off at wisefoodstorage.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls. And Dan is still on the line with us. Dan, listening to WGMD in Delaware. Now, Dan, you had some good questions tonight. I want to make sure we had a chance to really dig in and give you some answers. So go ahead and recap where you were coming from.
Well, again, it's just within the freedom movement. Like I like a lot of your ideas, but I just don't get where you guys come down on how to define the law, so to speak. And you mentioned where you say as long as you don't harm somebody, but how do you guys set that standard? For me, I know what I set my standard on, and I just don't understand within an organization of, like, say, a freedom movement, how do you guys not disagree with each other on stuff? Because,
well, okay.
I would say that we do disagree with each other on stuff, for sure.
Yes, you and I had a disagreement the other day, as a matter of fact.
There are a lot of there are a lot of people in the freedom movement, and there are a lot of different opinions, and I think different lines in the sand. I think that, and I can't speak for everyone, but I think sort of the goal of the freedom movement is, you know, at this point in time, we're so far from freedom that we're just hoping to go in that direction. And when we get that far, then we can get down to the nitty-gritty. But right now, it's like, we're so far from that point that we've got a long ways to go before a lot of these issues will even matter, if that makes sense.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm still not a true convert yet, but
I'm not trying to convert you, man. I mean, I'm just putting ideas out there, and people will change their minds on their own volition. But look, you asked about defining the law, so let me lay down two of them for you, because I think law should be simple, right? Because have you ever heard the statement, this kind of a cliche, that ignorance of the law is no excuse?
Yeah, okay.
So when that statement came out, it actually made sense. The original reason for that statement was because the law used to be something that anyone could understand. It used to be, you know, you don't harm others. Like, I think there should be two laws: do no harm and honor your agreements. So, you know, do as you will say, do as you say you're going to do, and don't harm anybody else. Those should be the only two laws, as far as I'm concerned. Everything else can, you know, all the details about who should get paid what or what the restitution should be, there's no need to codify all that and write it down. It can just be taken on a case-by-case basis. But if you go back in time and you come to the reason for that statement, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse, because if the law is simple, like, you know, the stuff you learn in kindergarten about not starting fights and, you know, not hurting other people, etc., then, of course, you know, being ignorant of that law is impossible. Everybody knows what those laws are. Everybody understands inherently, you know, what's right and wrong about, unless they're psychotic. You know, they understand these things. And so ignorance of those laws is no excuse. But, of course, we're ignorant of the other laws out there, the tomes and tomes and tomes of legislation that is impossible for even lawyers to know it all, even judges and all those folks. It would take lifetimes to even read all of the laws in your state, let alone the national laws or local ordinances and things like that. that. So, of course, we're ignorant of all of those laws. Not only that, if you actually try to read them, they're written in such a confusing manner that it's impossible. It's written in legalese, so it's impossible for anybody like us who's not trained in lawyerliness to be able to read those things, or at least to comprehend them in the same way that lawyers and judges do. So right now, everyone's ignorant of the law, and it should be an excuse, but they still parrot that cliche as though it were actually true. It would only be true if the law were simple. Like I say, don't hurt any other people, do no harm, and also honor your agreements. And if somebody claims that you've done them harm, then, you know, they need to prove that harm has been done to them. And if they can prove that harm's been done to them, then they deserve restitution. They deserve to be made as whole as possible for whatever harm was done to them or their property. How do you feel about that?
Again, I mean, like I said, I've been listening a long time. I hear this a lot, but, you know, like you said, you bring it before a third party. Well, then, you know, again, who? It's just the whole judgment thing. And like I said, for me, I know what I base it on.
Are you confused about the third party? Is that what's confusing you?
Oh, what the? I'm sorry.
You said you bring it before a third party. So are you confused about how that would work?
Like you said, say you harm somebody. Well, again, yeah. It goes back to this relative thing. What harms somebody? You know, at work, if I give somebody a push, I can get fired for sexual harassment. If it's, you know, a woman and I give her a nudge. But in, I think, 99.9% of the cases, we know that's kidding around.
Well, I guess it just all depends. I mean, right. So it all would depend on what the rules of your workplace are. I mean, if at your workplace it's okay to kid around and nudge people, then I guess that's one thing. But if you're nudging someone who would prefer to not be nudged, then they might tell you to stop. And if you kept doing it, then you might possibly be able to have to pay them some sort of restitution for that.
Yeah, I got you.
It's just about respecting the personal freedoms of other human beings. I mean, there's a certain level of personal space that each human being has, and it's inappropriate to violate that space without that person's express consent. Don't you agree?
Yeah. So, well, let me take it this way. I mean, as far as, like, our country right now, it's a mess. As far as, like, back in 1776, if you were there in 1776, would you have put your name on the Constitution or Declaration of Independence?
Well, if I knew what I knew now, I probably wouldn't, because I think that it's shown, as Lysander Spooner put it in the late 1800s, that the Constitution either authorized all the tyranny we have today or was powerless to prevent it. I think those folks had some good ideas. Certainly, the Declaration of Independence, I like a lot of what it says. But I think that, you know, the time has come to move beyond this idea of having a monopoly on violence, which is the government. And I thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. I appreciate the questions and the thoughts. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We are here live on this Christmas Eve, Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, as we always are. 1-855-450-FREE. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to get involved there. If you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
To the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Justin, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina, Charleston. Hey, Justin.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I want to just let you know that I agree with, I want to say, probably 85% of what you guys are saying tonight.
Okay.
However, I do feel and believe that because I have so much family that is always the military and police from one to the other, you're a little too hard on all of the police because of the actions of the bad ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally understand. And it's one of the big, it's probably one of the more consistent critiques that Free Talk Live receives from not just listeners that will call, but also, you know, I'll call program directors just to keep in touch with them around the country. And, you know, sometimes I'll hear, you know, you guys are pretty tough on the police. And, you know, they get feedback from folks on that. And I get it, you know, people want the police to be good. They want the police to be respectful. They want the police to be helpful. But unfortunately, they're not. And the ones that are better, there are better cops. There are some, you know, some decent ones. They're still doing the wrong thing, and they deserve to be called out for that. They're still following bad orders. They're still aggressing against peaceful people.
However, like me personally, right, I've been in the military for 10 years. My father, my mother were both military. My mother's now cop. My uncles were all military. Half of them are now police officers. You know what I mean? You can hate the system. Don't hate us.
I don't hate you, dude. Does it sound like I hate them?
I don't mean that literally. I just mean the way I've heard very many people, it's not just you, speak about you know, law enforcement and even military here lately, is that we are bloodthirsty, or we just want to be able to shoot people. That's why we joined the military.
Well, there are some people. Would you agree there are some people in the military that are like that?
I would say that there is some, but that is a very small minority.
I never said it was a majority.
I'm not saying you did, but what I'm trying to do is just kind of get that out there a little bit, especially on Christmas Eve, you know?
Well, good. I'm glad we're clear on that, because I understand that a lot of people join the military because they believe they're, you know, going to be fighting for freedom or something like that. They join because they have all these kind of nationalistic fervor that goes along with it. And maybe they don't realize that they're actually, in point of fact, fighting for the whims of politicians, and that rarely has anything to do with freedom. But one of the problems...
Why? To support my four children and my wife.
That's a valid reason to take a job. I totally understand, and there are a lot of cops that say the same thing, that, you know, hey, they'd love to speak out, like, say, speak out against drug prohibition, but they're afraid that they're going to get fired, because apparently you don't have the freedom to speak as a police officer in most places. Yeah, or as a military member, which is, I think, disturbing, and I think un-American, and I think that's wrong, that you guys would be restricted from being able to have opinions and share opinions. And, you know, obviously, we know some military members are still doing it anyway, like by giving money to Ron Paul, Ron Paul being the most donated to of all the presidential candidates, more so, I think, than all of the other candidates combined from members of the military. So there's no doubt that within the military there are people that understand freedom and that are willing to, you know, to support the ideas of liberty. It's just unfortunate that they're working for people who don't, and they're following orders that are in many cases completely unconstitutional and wrong. And then some of the sadistic ones, you know, they get away with murder and hurting people, and then they become police officers. And as we've mentioned, you know, corruption rises through the ranks in police departments. And why not? I mean, it's not like the police are accountable for any of the things that they do. If they hurt people, they'd get away with it most often. And they know they can. So, again, that's not indicting all police officers. It's just pointing out what's true.
I didn't say you were. I was, you know, like I said, just going and just trying to just put that out there in case.
I find most of them likable, personally, at least around here in Keene. I was a little more intimidated by them in Florida when I lived down there. But I find most of them likable. They're willing to have a conversation with you and talk to you. But... if they're told to arrest you for some non-crime, like drinking a bottle of water in the city council meeting from a brown bottle, which I was arrested for last year, they do as they're told. And if they're truly good people, then they should stop following bad orders, and they should stop enforcing bad laws, and they should be sure to, you know, to treat their others, the other guys in their brotherhood, as they would the rest of us, instead of treating them special. So, you know, even the better cops are too afraid to be really good cops and come out against some of the depredations of the system. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that they have.
Completely understandable. You know, there is a lot of bad laws on the books. However, and I mean, I'm not all about pro-law everything. I understand that there's a lot of people that do very bad things in the name of the Thin Blue Line or even the military or whatever. But, you know, a bad law on the books is still a law. And, you know, depending on what it is, I could understand the whole, hey, don't exactly arrest me for drinking water out of a brown bottle in a city council meeting. But generally, most of those bad laws at least have a good intention, even if I don't agree with them.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions, man. I mean, what you're saying is...
I'm a supporter. I'm a libertarian. Right. You know, I...
What you're saying is a cop-out, right? Like, you know, that, there's good intentions behind it, and, we have to enforce it, and so we're just going to keep doing this because it's our job.
Put yourself in the position of the person that actually needs to enforce the law, and that's what I was getting at. Not from my perspective.
I understand it. Look, I can empathize with the idea of having people that you care about and that you are responsible for and that you need to take care of. I get all that. Thankfully, I don't have kids that I have to be concerned with, but I have had loved ones in my life, and me being disobedient has affected them, and me going to jail has affected them in a kind of a negative manner, and I get that, but I'm willing to take risks in order to achieve more liberty in my lifetime. I don't ask everyone to. It's unreasonable for me to ask everyone to take risks. But it sure would be nice if the police would be a final check and balance against out-of-control legislators, which I believe should be their role. I mean, if we're going to have the police and their job is to protect and serve, I want them protecting me and serving me and my, you know, everybody else who's peaceful, rather than protecting the system and serving the politicians who are their masters. They've got it completely backwards from the way it's supposed to be.
And I understand that, and I agree with that. I just wanted to throw that out there, you know.
Good.
For,
well, I'm glad we're in agreement, Justin.
Exactly sure.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, you know, if you're protecting me and you're serving me, then I don't want you to arrest my friends for not harming others. I don't want 800,000 people arrested every year for possession of marijuana. I don't want 1.5 million people arrested every year for possessing whatever drug. I don't want people ticketed for running through a stop sign safely. I don't want people ticketed for going over the speed limit. These are aggressive fundraising actions that do nothing to serve the people that they purportedly are serving. You don't serve me by taking from me.
No, you don't.
It's just such a bass backwards situation. 1-855-450-3733. And as you said earlier, Julia, you're not serving the guy who's drunk in public by putting him in the drug tank. And there really was a time when the police would give people ride home. Ride home. If you're drunk at the bar and you know you're driving, they would pull, you know, if you got pulled over and were found to be too drunk to drive, they'd give you a ride home. When did that go away? What happened?
When they needed more money from DUIs? DUIs now are such a... I would be shocked. I'm sure it happens rarely, but I would be absolutely shocked to hear a story where they take someone home instead of giving them a DUI.
Toll-free number here tonight for you.
Can you imagine asking a cop for a ride
for
home
a ride
outside
home,
a bar?
They would say. Yeah. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. We are here live on this Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You take control. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program, and in addition to that, it's Christmas Eve, and so we are here with you, and we'll be here throughout the holidays, every single night, live at freetalklive.com, and maybe on your local radio station as well. You can learn more at listen.freetalklive.com about how to get tuned into the show. You can also get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's our forum where you can post messages to other listeners. And once again, it's free, of course. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, maybe you tomorrow you're going to get a check from grandma or something like that, or mom and dad, or your brother, who knows. Somebody wants to give you a little cash for the Christmas season. You can go to manventureoutpost.com and hook yourself up with knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And some of their prices are so low, we can't even tell you about them on the air. So go and see it for yourself at ManVentureOutpost.com. And while you're at it, save yourself an additional 5% off by using coupon code FTL. It's in Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We'll start with Fred, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening and Merry Christmas to you both.
Thanks, Fred. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to you, and I agree with a lot of the things that you said, and I want to give you my take on it. I'm going to say kind of the same thing that you're saying, but I'm going to say it in a different way. You know, I'm a good guy, and I'm sure you and the young lady in the studio are good, and a lot of people out there are good people. And for the most part, here in the United States, we have what's called the rule of law, the Constitution. And for the most part, a majority of the citizens of the U.S., we abide by that. We don't have to be told to do that. We just do that. Good people going about doing their business every day, minding their own business, and obeying the law is what a lot of people do.
Right. That's the reason we don't have chaos, is because people by nature are good.
Exactly. And we definitely need the police, though, on the other hand, because there's a lot of bad people out there. And I give my hat off to the police because there's some people out there that are doing some very bad things.
And no doubt. When the cops do the right thing, I'm the first person to praise them and appreciate them. I mean, they came over one day. My tenants had lost their daughter. She had kind of, like, disappeared. A little girl, maybe, like, 8 years old or something like that. And, you know, one of the detectives came by, and she got information, and she, you know, put a call out. And, you know, looking for a missing kid, that seems like the right thing for the police to be doing. Going after criminals who actually harm other human beings, that's the right thing for the police to be doing. I got no problems with that. I told the cops the other day, I was actually at the courthouse to complain because one of their agents had assaulted me and also had threatened other people as well, and I was there filing that complaint, and they said that, hey, the other day while you were in court, there was somebody who was, like, swinging his fists out in the court lobby or something like that, and I said, wow, well, I didn't see that. I was in court, so I wasn't there for it, but, you know, if somebody was attacking another person, if I know that person, I'd be happy to help, you know, identify who that was, because I don't support violence, and I have no problem helping catch real criminals. It's just my problem with the police is that they spend so many resources on going after people who aren't real criminals.
And I agree with you, and that's the other half of what I was going to say. I think where a lot of the police get into trouble, and we're talking specifically about those that you're talking about, the ones that do cross the line, the ones that do go over the edge, the ones that are tempted by, you know, the drug money, the corruption, or they're just generally bullies, you know, at heart. And I think what it comes down to is the spirit of the law, and then there's the letter of the law. And a lot of those that are the bullies and the ones that cross the line or harass people are the ones that will always tell you about the letter of the law. You know, like you, an example you used earlier, a drunk walking down the street that's not bothering anybody. There used to be a time when they would say, hey, buddy, come here. You know, where do you live? Let's get you home. Or here, why don't you have a seat? Let's call a cab.
Sure.
Rather than throwing you on the curb, you know, or across the hood of his car and slapping cuffs on you and saying and then hauling you off to jail and saying that you're drunk and disorderly, you know. It's the disorderly part that is against the spirit of the law, okay? The letter of the law, he may be able to get away with a trumped-up charge of, well, he was disorderly, but just drunk, walking down the street, trying to get from point A to point B, those are the cops that cross the line, and I think that's where, you know, I think that's where it breaks down. It's the spirit of the law. And then there's a letter of the law, and those that are really the bullies.
Well, yeah, and I think you're pointing out something that, and frequently the law is written in a way where it's written one way, and then it's interpreted in another way. And you mentioned disorderly. Disorderly conduct is the catch-all charge that they use against you whenever they don't have whenever they actually don't have anything to arrest you for that's actually illegal.
Right.
Then if they just don't like you, they'll just arrest you for something like disorderly conduct or obstructing government administration or one of these other catch-all charges. Which again, it just gives the police total control over any human being they want to. You give the example of the drunk guy walking. There was a story here in Keene a couple months ago about a guy who was arrested for open container, but there was a fight between him and the cops, and the dude was drunk. He was walking somewhere. He had a bottle with him or something like that, and the cops decided they wanted to harass him for the open container law, which essentially is just an excuse for the police to harass poor people, because usually, you know, wealthier people they can go to the bar, they'll have someone drive them home. You don't usually see wealthy people walking down the street drunk.
With a 16-ounce can.
And so it gives them an excuse to go after the homeless, and it gives them an excuse to go after poor people. And so they came after this guy, and he was apparently an angry drunk at that, but he hadn't bothered anyone. No one had called anyone on him. They just saw him, and they decided to go and harass him, and they got into a fight with this guy. And, you know, a couple of the cops got a little bit of they had to go to the hospital and have injuries treated. None of that had to happen. Those cops could have been patrolling, looking for criminals breaking and entering, or arsonists, or rapists, or whatever. But no, they decided to spend their time on this guy. guy, and nobody came out ahead as a result of that. The cops got injured. The guy ended up getting arrested. Now he's got to go to court and deal with all that crap, and the police hurt themselves. It was completely unnecessary from beginning to end. And if they were actually focused on helping people rather than helping them into a cage, then maybe people would appreciate them. Maybe people wouldn't hate the police if they, and again, I said, I don't hate the police. I tried to have compassion towards them, and I tried to think in a forgiving kind of way toward them. But I understand why people are angry. I used to be very angry at the police because they hurt peaceful people. And that's frustrating, especially when it's your friend or your lover or your brother
or you.
And, right. You know, change the perspective. Make it so they're actually serving people rather than trying to put them in cages. Any other thoughts?
Absolutely. No, and I absolutely agree with you. And there again, it's the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. He saw a guy walking with a can of beer. He could have just said to him, he's not bothering anybody and kept going.
Yeah, that's right. Just move along.
You know, yeah, or put that can in the trash or whatever and just keep moving or whatever.
It'd be one thing if the guy walking down the street was, like, stopping in front of people's houses to pee in their yard. I mean, that'd be one thing. But if you're just walking down the street, as long as he's not staggering out into the street, then there's no issue. And even then, as you mentioned, you know, if somebody's so drunk that they can't even stay on the sidewalk, that's the time when you would want to say, hey, let me give you a ride home. That would be when that service is called for. And Fred, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And if we actually had, if the police were accountable for their actions, then maybe we could encourage them to go in this direction. But as of right now, the police know that you're going to pay for their services whether you like them or not. It doesn't matter how upset you are. It doesn't matter if they've killed your husband with pepper spray, as they did in Lee County, Florida, where cops tied a man who was intoxicated to a chair, covered his face, and then pepper sprayed him repeatedly until he died. It has been more than 2.5 years, and his wife still can't accept what happened, being as how the Lee County state attorney cleared the sheriff's office of any wrongdoing. No one has been charged with the crime. She said, I was shocked. This was something out of a horror movie. She said her husband was depressed, showing signs of erratic behavior a few days before leaving Florida. She called authorities and pleaded with them to take her husband to a hospital and give him his medications. Instead, they took him to jail for disorderly intoxication, where he was pepper sprayed 10 times over a 48-hour period at all times while being held in a restraint chair. 855-453.
That's torture.
That's right. And he died from it. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. Hour 3's up next. Live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis-head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.